Hey guys, this is Marsha. How you doing? Today I want to talk to you about perspective. You know, perspective is how you look at things, how you go about your daily activities, how you go about your life. And your perspective can either make you or break you. There's an old adage that says the glass is either half empty or half full, and most people equate that to if you see the glasses half full, then your perspective is good, and if you see the glasses half empty, then you have a negative perspective. And one of the things, I've always been one of the people that saw it as a real thing, meaning there wasn't enough in the glass for me because I like a full glass. So I need to work harder to get the glass back to full. And I never saw that as a negative. I always saw that as an ambitious goal. And I never saw that as something that should be frowned upon. And maybe you're like me. If my glass isn't where I want it to be, then I got to get out there and strive to get my glass to where I need it to be. So what I want to talk to you today about is perspective. How are you perceiving where you are in life? How are you perceiving where you want to be in life? How do you perceive you? How do you perceive where you come from? How do you perceive where you're going? How do you perceive where you want to be? Do you even have an ambition of where you want to be? Do you have a drive of where you want to be? I always want to be the best Marsha I can be. I always want to be the best me. I always want to be the person that I can admire. And you say you want to admire yourself? Yes, I want to admire my attributes. I want to admire the talents that God gave me. I want to admire what I have to offer in the world. I want to be a person of influence, that I'm able to influence people to be better. The only reason I do my podcast is because I have been where most people are. I've been depressed. I've been sad. I've been hurt. I've been where I felt like I couldn't go on. I've been the girl that just felt like I couldn't get out the car at the end of my workday to go in my own house, because in my home was misery. So I want to encourage you today is to think differently. Think differently about where you are. Think differently about where you can be. Think differently about your perspective. On Marsha the Podcast, I talk to you about my innermost thoughts, my innermost hurts, my innermost feelings. And you think about it just for 1 second. Say you're sick and you're laying in your bed and you don't know what the next moment, next hour, or anything is going to hold. I've been that girl too. And you pray that you can get up out of the bed, and you pray that you can get back up on your feet. And when you do finally get the energy back on your feet, and you finally make it through all that's been going on with your health, then your finances are in a jumble. Then your love life is in a jumble. Then your work life is in a jumble. I mean, it goes on and on and on. But say you looked at the sickness as a chance to rest from a much tired body or fast-paced life. Say you look at that. And then say you look at the inability to work as a chance to think creatively about what you want to do when you start back working. Say you look at the messed up relationship as something you know you'll never go back to, that you'll always put forth the effort to try to decide what you actually want in your love life once you're finished with that relationship. Say you look at all the things that are wrong in your life as lessons. Lessons to change your perception. Lessons to change the lives of the people around you. Lessons Say you stop feeling down about yourself and you start to see that you were made in the image of God. And that when he made you so unique that your uniqueness you could spread abroad and change the lives of others. That through your words and through your sentiments, you can change other people's lives. Say that everything that comes upon you, you look at it through a different lens. Not necessarily a rose-colored lens, but you look at it through a different lens. Like, this will not break me. I will be okay. I will make it to the next level. I will make something of myself. I will make something of this situation. And this here will never, ever happen to me again. I've been in a place where I didn't know what my next moments were going to hold. And one thing I promised myself as I get ready to turn 50 this year. Wow. Awesome. 50, I said, would have no limits for me. That I would take 50 by the horn and ride it and ride my life. It took me this long to even decide that my life is a great life. My life is a purposeful life. No matter what the ups and downs may be, that my life deserves to be loved freely and freely loved. That's what my new motto is. I'm loving freely and I'm being freely loved. That everybody in my life that I have contact with is somebody that pushes me, somebody that encourages me, somebody that makes me happy. I don't want anyone in my life that doesn't have that perspective about me. And if I think you have a low opinion of me or your opinion sucks of me, I don't want you in my life. So I make it a point to let people know where I am and where I stand with them. I encourage you to do the same. Begin to voice what is wrong. Begin to voice. Don't keep it in. I used to write it out. I used to write a journal of my thoughts and what I wanted. And I would ask God to touch it and make it happen. He has done that for me. I want to encourage you to do something about your situation. If you're not happy, change it. How do I change it, Marcia? You say. I hear you. You change it by purposely making an intention, making a prayer, making a move, making thoughts. You change it by thinking of it in a different manner. Say you have no job. Purposely think about what type of job you want, how much money you want. Do you want benefits? You better want benefits. What type of benefits? How much of a salary do you want? How much, what type of insurance do you want? Where do you want the job to be located? What kind of clothing will you wear to the job? What will you do daily? Will your job energize you? Will your job make you feel important? Will your job make you feel as though you're contributing to the welfare of others? That's what I do. Every move I make is helping somebody to live a better life. I love it. I couldn't ask for anything better. My job is not really a job to me because I go there, and once I get immersed in it, I am happy. So, one of the things I want to encourage you to do, and there's processes, and this is only 10 minutes today. I'm just going to take 10 minutes of your time. Think yourself happy. Think yourself powerful. Think yourself prosperous. Think yourself into wholeness. And let God be your guide. I love you on purpose. I hope you have a great day on purpose. And I hope you'll meet me next time here on purpose.